Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
First of all, I can't believe we're back.
Yeah. We are back.
What's going on, everybody?
Not much, man. Everybody stayed dry, you know? Everybody's okay. Everybody's safe. It's a blessing.
I'm not sure that that's working very well. There you go.
There we go.
There you go. It helps if you put it there. All right. So typically I want to get right into something.
Yeah.
Something that I just heard that I literally want to bash my head against the wall. But first, how's everything? How are you guys doing? How did you get through the last couple weeks?
Good.
Did you miss me?
I did, man. I missed you. Missed the show. You know, me and Matt been hanging out a little bit, so don't miss him quite as much. But, yeah. You know. It's been good. Blessed to be okay. Blessed to be alive. Blessed to be healthy.
Well, typically when you spend more time with Matt, it makes you want to spend less time with Matt.
There's ranges.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right. As much as this will pain me. How you doing, Matthew? I'm
good, man.
What's
good.
Going on?
It was good. Restaurant's back up and running. We lost power for a couple of days, like a lot of people. So, but everybody's safe. No damage to the building.
We definitely got very, very lucky.
We did.
Unfortunately, we're seeing video of down south, not because he's sitting here, but, you know, Kelly's been down there a couple times and doing what Kelly does. And, you know, a lot of people are doing, trying to help down there. And it's you can't even imagine it. It's so devastating.
Well, and I'll be honest. I'm not ready for a hurricane. Like, had that really come here, I wasn't ready for any of this. Like, none of it. I mean, I lost power at the restaurant for a couple of days. I didn't lose any power at the house. Because if I showed you where I live, you'd think I was hiding. So I live way out there.
Yeah.
And but man, I'm not ready for that. I couldn't imagine what those people are dealing with down south, especially if they're the your age, Randy. I mean, geez.
Yeah, I used to live where you live, like almost like the neighborhood across the street. And typically, it doesn't. By the time it gets that far, it's just bad rain because it's so far inland. So that's like the good thing about it. But yeah, South Tampa and St. Pete definitely, you know, were spared like a lot of damage. So
why do I feel like I can sense what's about to happen?
What's going to happen?
I'm just saying. I'm just going to tell you, because this is normal, but this is going to hurt me because it's Caleb.
Uh-oh.
It never fails. So I have a really close friend, and somehow Matt kind of, or Joe, it's Joe and Matt. Joe's doing it right now with Chris Hovan. Matt's now going to slide now the two of you are going to team up against me. I see it.
They
see it.
They call us the wedge. Or they call us the wedges. Like, that's what we do. We get in there. We wedge. It's like a formation in the offensive line. It's like a wedge position. And that's what we do.
I can see, you know, Matt's mind going, how do I get in with Caleb? How do I break this? How do I break this Caleb-Randy bond?
I was like, if Randy doesn't survive the hurricane, I'm just going to take his best friend. that's what I've been plotting this whole time.
I believe it. I believe it. I got faith in Caleb. All right. So I don't know if you guys paid attention to the news that was just on, 2 minutes ago?
No.
Did either one of you catch what I just heard?
No, I was on the road, so.
I was working.
Well, no, you were sitting here. It was only 2 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. But no, I didn't catch
I was working.
So, yeah, sure you were. You were sitting here, too. I believe I just heard that the movie that Alec Baldwin was on.
Oh, yeah.
Where.
You shot the girl in the face.
Alleged. Let's stay alleged. Because, you know, I don't have money to defend you. They made a settlement. The movie people and the fiance of the girl who was shot have a settlement, and he is now one of the executive producers of the movie.
Guy whose fiance was shot.
Yes.
And died.
Yes.
So he negotiated that as part of the settlement?
That's what I just heard. What?
Not bad.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, why not? Be a part of it forever, like the.
He gets money, you know, like he gets, you know, cut of the
proceeds.
Maybe he will always royalties. Wanted to have that. It's just, I mean, like, it's tragic, and I want to say, you know, pursue him, make them go to jail. But it's like, at the end of the day, he probably doesn't have the money to have those lawyers. He can't go into litigation with these guys.
I'm not saying you know, that I want Alec Baldwin to go to jail.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm just saying, in the settlement, I get, you know, and I know this is awful, the money and, you know, it's going to blah, 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 blah. But to be the executive producer of the movie that your fiance was shot and killed on.
Yeah.
No, look, I know that it's a tragedy. I'm not making light of that.
Well, you are.
But but at what point in the script? Did you turn me off again?
I did on purpose.
Like, at what point, in the movie script, you're like, hey, this guy is going to take out a gun and shoot some lady. Like, why is that part of this movie script? Why was there even a gun pointed at the lady?
Well, in the interview, he said that he didn't pull the trigger.
Wow.
That's what he says, that he didn't pull the trigger, that the gun just went off.
Right? But even if he did, why is there a loaded
gun
that's giving handed to an actor?
Well, we saw that with the Brandon Lee.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't put any fault on Alec Baldwin. There's somebody's job who it is to make sure all these things are props and all these things, like, they have fake guns that look real.
Right.
You know, that shoot blanks. And so why is there like a real round in there? I'm sure he didn't bring his own personal gun.
Well, and I thought most
But he still had to have done something to make that gun go off. A gun just doesn't go off by itself.
It can.
It can't.
It can. Because electric magnetic fields, like of a tattoo gun, like they can actually set off handguns from tattoo artists. Yes.
Like, it's freak style. I don't know. All right, I'm not sure he shot it.
Okay, let me just interrupt for a second.
Yeah.
You have Matt saying yes.
Yeah.
And you have Kelly saying no.
Yeah.
Now, which one are you going
with? Oh, he's just a veteran.
I just asked
a question.
I'm going Kelly.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think that a gun can go off by itself or not anything. But I just still don't put the blame on him. You know, like I just.
But I thought that movie sets had like firearms experts on site that inspect, that set everything up, that coordinate all of that logistics.
They do. None of that happened.
Where was that guy at?
None of that. Well, first of all, you don't know if it was a guy.
Oh, was that lady there?
You know, it could have been anybody. Okay. Could have been a Martian. But
you know, they have those breakaway vases and like glass and stuff like that. There's somebody whose job it is to put the fake one there, put the real one there. I smash on somebody's head, they go unconscious. You're gonna blame me? Like, no, this is what we do. Like, we're actors. Like, none of this other stuff is my responsibility. Whoever's responsibility it is should be the one that gets in trouble.
God, I hate when you come back with, like, a really good take. I mean, it's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Exactly. All right, so I was going to save this one for the next segment, but I can't. So, shockingly, anybody who knows me, I'm arguing with people on Facebook.
Yeah.
You like that.
It's a regular day.
That's your thing.
Honestly, I don't.
Did you get your heart rate up? Did that, like, make you feel good? Like, how?
I hate it.
Describe it.
I hate it.
Well, let's set the setting. Is it in a lazy boy? Are you relaxed doing it? Like, are you at the table, like, intently typing away?
You're not going to put a wedge between the two of us.
I'm just saying. I just want to see the setup of how you, because I can see you reclining in that zero-gravity chair you have, where you're just relaxed and you're just typing anger texts and tweets to people anonymously.
What bothers me is stupid comments. Okay, like yours just now.
Thank you.
No, I don't really like doing it, but unfortunately, I can't let it go. This is the one that I'm involved in right now. Okay. A moron puts on Facebook, basically to Giselle, why are you doing this to us?
Yeah. Yeah, she is ruining the team.
You know?
Those Brazilians, man, like, it's just...
Well, I understand. I've been around your family.
I got one. I know how that power of the Brazilian influence is.
And me being me, yeah. I said, first of all, she don't give one rat's ass about you or any of the fans.
Yeah.
That's true.
Honestly, the same with Tom. The same with you. You know, that's your job.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we all like the fans and blah, 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 but you don't really care. Yeah. He's in the middle of an awful situation.
Right.
Right? They're not thinking about you sitting in the stands spending your $300 to cheer.
Now, are you more offended that she blames Florida for this riff in their marriage?
That was funny. Did she really say all that stuff?
I think she did.
What allegedly she said?
No.
So she blames, like, the Florida lifestyle is what's caused. She's like, I don't know who he is anymore.
He changed since he moved as he here. Crossed the state line.
He goes to Publix with no shirt on. He jumps out of the truck and he's like, I'm going to get a pub sub.
And she's
like,
what is that? I don't even know what a pub sub is.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
So
I said this when I saw the video at the Super Bowl. When I said the person that I met in New England is not the person that I saw at that, you know, in Tampa.
Throwing the Lombardi Trophy over the water?
That might be really his personality.
Right.
And he just couldn't show it up there, and he had to be super buttoned up. But now he's his legacy's set.
Sure.
You know, he's the GOAT. Nothing can really hurt him. He's like, I can be free. I can be myself. I can have fun and enjoy. I don't think he came back because he can't walk away from football. I think he's having fun. Like,
right.
You know, he loves those guys, Leonard Fournette, Mike Evans, and Donovan, and he loves all those guys. So I think he's just having a good time and letting his hair down, man. So,
what do you think his alimony is going to be?
Funny enough,
she's going to pay him a ton.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying what does he pay.
Yeah.
I'm saying what is his alimony going to be?
I don't know. It's high. You got these some women making $400,000 or $500,000 a month. I don't know what his is going to be.
Well, I thought she was approaching the billion mark.
Yeah, I think she was.
No, not her by herself. Together.
Together they are. Together.
But I think individually she's around the 500 million area. Not too shabby, you know? $400 or $500 million. That's not too bad.
No, it's all right. Living life. It just kills me. You know, fans are fans. Short for fanatics. I get all that.
Yeah.
But to say that she's ruining your, you know, fun of the game. What?
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. People are ridiculous, and they're just, that's why you just got to ignore them, man. You got to do what you tell me to do. Just let it go.
I try. I try. All right. The one thing that I will do is let's try to stay on time. So we'll hit this break when we come back. I have a couple other things that we do need to talk about. With Kelly here, we may have to take Matt's headset. Because seriously, I need to talk to Kelly about something. We'll do that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Ron Duguay from formerly New York Rangers, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Toby Hoff, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here at Tournament of Pizza. A lot of things to get to. I'm going to change the schedule a little bit only because Kelly was getting ready to walk out the door. Kelly is our veteran fishing captain.
Yep.
Okay. We've gone out with him many times. We've caught many things, including the two docks that I have caught, you know, while he was on there. I don't know if you know this story, and I only know a little bit. So I wanted to talk to Kelly about the controversy in the fishing world.
Yeah, I saw this.
All right, so you did see
it. Yeah, and I was going to talk next time when I was going to bring it up. But good for,
Since this is a national sports radio show, I figured it'd be great to first welcome Captain Kelly Anderson.
Why, thank you.
Do you have like a nickname? Do we need to come up with a nickname?
My nickname's always been Puddle Duck.
Puddle Duck.
Puddle Duck.
Got a text. My email is Puddle Duck. It was a college.
It is
nickname.
Your email. I know that.
It is. That's.
Now, did you give that to yourself or did somebody else?
No, it was Fraternity Brothers.
Okay.
I love that.
All right, so we'll stick with that. We may come up with something else, but that's it for now.
My wife has a few.
I'm sure, but this is FCC stuff, so we do have to be careful. I know that you went out in a fishing tournament, a week ago.
Yes.
And I believe you medaled.
We did. We took second place.
Before we get into the controversy, talk about a fishing tournament. What is it? You know, how do you determine a winner? Is it most fish? Is it how long you stay out?
Right. Each tournament will have different sets of rules. The one that I was in the other week was a point system. Different species of fish have different points. Other tournaments are total length of certain species, while some tournaments may be the top five fish by weight.
So from what you just said, I'm going to go, and I always rip myself. I don't allow you guys to rip me because I do it before you. Not that I don't allow you. I get to it before you do, right? I rip myself before you guys rip me. So I haven't had a whole lot of luck going out fishing lately. But by what you just said, I would have gotten you a lot of points on whatever that fish was that you said you've only seen two of in your life.
Oh, very much so.
So how many points would that have been good for?
That would have been the tournament winner.
Ah, there you go. All right. Whether it's true or not, we're going with it.
Absolutely. Know. As long as it was one of the regulated species in the tournament.
Oh, so
the bonus point.
So they could have not listed whatever that was. That
correct. Like the tournament we fished, a tarpon was worth 90 points. Blacktip shark was 80 points. Cobias were 70 points. Snook, reds. Things that were more difficult to land were worth
more points. So what was 90 points?
Tarpon.
So what would happen, let's just say the boats go out and somebody put two tarpons on the boat before they left. How would you know?
That's where your ethnic... your ethics and your morals come into play.
I heard they were supposed to be alive when you got back.
In like a bass tournament, they have to be alive.
Okay.
In the walleye tournament that we're leading towards, those fish did not have to be alive.
All right, so let's don't beat around the bush. Tell us exactly what happened.
During the tournament weigh-in,
this is unreal.
The two anglers brought in four walleye. These two guys have been dominating the field up there. In,
they're sponsored.
Wisconsin. They're sponsored with Ranger Boats and other large companies. They made approximately $300,000 last year fishing these tournaments. So this is big money. This tournament had tens of thousands of dollars in prizes. The tournament director went to weigh their fish, and I'm not clear on how they discovered this, but they chose to open up the fish. When they took out the knife and opened them up.
Well, let me ask you this before you tell me what was inside. Were there many of the same size fish? Like, were these guys the only one that had whatever the fish was? Or were there other boats that had basically the same size fish?
There were approximately 100 boats in the tournament. And the fish were all within the same size range, within a few inches of each other.
So they should basically weigh...
Within ounces of
within,
each other.
Okay. What happened when they cut it open?
The tournament director said, we have weights in the fish. And they found...
How does a fish eat a weight?
I'm not quite sure because I don't catch them with weights. But in this case, each of the four fish they weighed in had 2 8-ounce lead weights in them. Not only did they have the 2 8-ounce lead weights in them, these two anglers... had filleted a walleye.
I saw that,
and
yeah.
And stuck walleye fillets inside these fish, which that opens up another can of worms with wildlife. But the sad thing is they're coming in here for tens of thousands of dollars, their egos, and risking everything they've had to build up to this point they're at as pro fishermen. It's sad. It's going to cast a shadow of doubt on every tournament that's out there.
Moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, because if I can go in and I can dominate every single tournament, something's going to be wrong.
Yeah.
People are going to question, are you cheating? How are you cheating? The professional bass tournaments, there have been dog kennels that have been discovered that are holding bass. People have cheated in that. They don't really know who it was. There are suspicions. But we're talking tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And when the money comes in, people will cheat.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, I've been involved in numerous celebrity, charity, blah, 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 golf tournaments. And, you know, we come in 22, 23 under, and people are like, it's impossible. And you guys know I've talked about, you know, Steve Monroe before. When you have somebody like that on your team, it kind of bothers you because you know it's legit. This is one of the best. Matter of fact, he was just out at Derek Brooks' tournament yesterday, you know, as the long drive guy. So it opens it up. So when you know you're doing it the right way and then people like this, it does. It puts questions in everything moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. And the unfortunate thing here is the past year, these guys have dominated all these walleye tournaments. People are spending thousands of dollars of their own money to fish these tournaments.
Yeah.
And did these guys really win all these tournaments prior, taking money out of other people's pockets?
Yeah.
So that's the legitimacy that comes in. But one of the greatest things I watched in the video of it was the tournament director. You have one of the anglers standing there just blank face because he had just got caught. And the tournament director held his composure. He said a few choice words, but he told the two anglers they need to leave the area. And then he said to the crowd who was coming in at them and surrounding them, do not touch them. Let them go. You know, he was maintaining the composure to ensure the safety of these two cheats, alleged, because they haven't been convicted. I know the police have been brought in.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. I know and I say alleged all the time. But if they cut the fish open,
the video's crystal clear,
and there's weights and there's fillets that were crammed down the gullet of this fish, I'm not sure alleged needs to be said. Right?
Maybe the fish were stuffed prior to them catching them. They had no
okay.
So it was like we were kids throwing rocks into the pond, and the fish saw them coming down.
Pre-stuffed fish and let them out, you know. And then...
Ooh, this looks like good eats. I don't see a hook in this fillet. Let me swallow it whole. Stick it down. Interesting. Interesting.
So the real question is, are anglers athletes?
Have you ever tried to reel in a shark?
Or
tuna?
So last time I went fishing, I just caught
those
herpes.
Cans aren't that heavy.
You know, we fish, it's a charity veterans tournament each year, and it's a 30-hour tournament. It's brutal. It is a workout. Whether the winds are calm, the winds are not, you have to be on top of your game because you're going to be emotionally and physically drained.
But can anybody win a fishing tournament? It's just the luck of the draw, right? If a fish hit on your hook.
No, not even a little bit.
I could win.
Actually, in this tournament, you could because it's total number of species.
And I got weights in my garage. I'll stuff a fillet. You'll see a 45-pound like barbell press sticking out of a fish barrel.
Well, I found it at the bottom. I was down there with the lobster.
And Tournament of Pizza is going to now start offering lead weights and things on Friday nights, fried in your favorite batter.
A fried weight special. Like
the kettlebell fish just won the tournament.
Before I let you go, and we move on to some more disastrous things to talk about, what else? Because you briefly mentioned it, you know, the fishing game angle of it, of doing something to an animal. Do you see something like that happening?
I do. The ethics come into play because when we're on a boat, not everybody's around. And these guys, they filleted a fish on a boat. We cannot legally in the state of Florida, or any state I know of, clean a fish. We can't fillet a fish unless we're tied to the dock or
do you know why? I know why. Do you know why you can't fillet a fish in the middle of the ocean, Matthew?
International waters.
Well, but why? Why can it not be done? It has nothing to do with international waters. There's a reason for it, unless I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
But I do not know.
Okay. I'm not going to ask Caleb because if he doesn't know, I don't want him to hit me. It's because then you can't prove the size, the length of the fish that you just filleted. So, you know, if the limit is, and I don't know the limits, a grouper is blah, and you fillet a grouper, you can't prove that that was either above or below the limit of the grouper, correct?
Very correct.
I watched that fishing game show, or not show, TV show, fishing game. It teaches you all that stuff.
But if you're 9 miles off the coast and you're in international waters, no rules apply anyway.
That's not true.
Yeah. What do you mean it's not true? That's why Scientology, like the yachts that's out here off in the
with
bay.
The casinos.
In the casinos. Well,
you still have to come there. You still have to come through national waters. So you can't bring in. That's why you can't take fish out with you. Because you can't prove any of that stuff. Because that's what people would say.
We could go out today and catch 3 redfish. The law says we can keep 1 per person or 2 per vessel. Who's going to know if we bring in 3? We are.
Jesus.
So who has to police
Jesus
ourselves?
Jesus knows.
We have to police ourselves and do the right thing.
Oh, Santa. He's watching.
At the end of the day, Matt, you have to look at yourself in the mirror. If you like what you see, you're good.
Nobody likes what Matt sees when he looks in the mirror.
If you don't,
I like what
you
I see.
I
like it a lot.
You know how many times I've caught sea bass and redfish, I have to drop it back in the water because it wasn't big enough? It's depressing.
Right. But that's why you can't fillet it. Because if you fillet it, then you're like, well, I chopped this part off. I mean, you can't prove anything.
So is flushing a goldfish illegal?
Check your
asking for
your
a friend.
Local
I'm asking for
district.
I'm asking for my 8-year-old daughter.
Well, it depends if it's the cracker goldfish.
Well, like the Nemo one?
Yeah, no, the little goldfish that you buy in the bags, for kids. Yeah, so what do you think? Again, just your opinion. What do you think the outcome will be for these guys?
More money, more exposure.
From
Kelly still never said whether they're athletes. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're not
they'll
athletes.
They'll be banned from tournament series.
They're not athletes.
They're gonna lose a lot of their sponsorships. And I could foresee a number of
lawsuits,
fines, lawsuits coming.
Well, the difficulty I would imagine with lawsuits is you can't prove that they did it anything before then.
Right.
We can all assume it, but how are you going to prove a tournament last year somebody cheated?
Right.
You can't. Again, I just play a law lawyer on radio. How could you go back and sue for something that happened that you can't prove anything? So I don't.
Tournament. And that's what they were attempting to do.
Go after this.
It's too easy to do the work.
But the athletes are angry.
Yeah.
I'm a pro player.
With the number of firearms.
Yeah, he was always in the military for a long time.
Of different arenas.
Yeah.
Final couple seconds here. I know you're headed back down south. Just talk to us, and everybody that's listening on, A, what you're doing, which I think is awesome. More importantly, talk about what your son's doing. Kelly told me a story. I don't know if you want to tell the story, do you? Because if you don't, I'll tell it. If you don't want to tell it, I'll tell it. No, I'd rather you tell it.
Ahead.
I'd rather you tell it. But if you refuse to tell it, I will. Listen to this story. Go ahead.
All right. My 10-year-old's...
You know what? Let's hit this break, and we'll do it when we come back. Coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza.
Can I ice the military guy?
Yes. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong.
No respect for the kick.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Antonio Pierce of the New York Giants, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call him at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ralphie May, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament Da Pizza. Kelly, Caleb, and Matthew, what's today's special, man?
I don't know.
Can I get an owner on here to tell me?
Nah, there's nobody on site.
Okay.
He's here to talk to guests. Kelly's here.
Kelly, talk about the event that happened at the park.
Sure. Quick backstory. We had, obviously, Hurricane Ian came through. We had some of the winds and the rain and blew a lot of trees down. I spent 2 days in St. Petersburg with my son cutting out driveways, cutting trees that were down on roads.
Your son's 19, 20, 21?
He's 10 years old.
Oh, 10. Okay.
Looks like he's 14, but he's 10.
Acts like he's 30, but
yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yes.
One of the areas of effect was up by my house in a kid's park. Had a tree limb down, big tree limb hanging from the tree. As a kid, I would have climbed the tree. We all probably would have. Someone would get hurt. So I went over there the other evening with my son to cut this tree down so it's safe for kids. We're there, and we have a man and a woman about 30 years old come walking up to the park. Mind you, I'm running the chainsaw. Robert, who's again 10 years old, dragging brush to the curb. This man and woman proceed to the swing set about 30 yards from us, sit down facing us, and start swinging while we are cutting and dragging tree limbs.
Swinging, like punching each other.
No, they're
swinging. They're swinging on the
swing set. I was like, oh my
swinging
goodness.
On the swing set.
No, they're just enjoying
yeah,
life.
Yeah, gotcha. They're enjoying life watching us do this for the community.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, at that point in my life, my 10-year-old is more man than the guy who's sitting next to this woman on the swing set.
Many people call me a donkey. You know, I don't know if I can use the other word, so I'll just say donkey. But I'm pretty sure I would have come over to help. I mean, I offered to come and help the one limb, but it was already done. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, people don't ever see the work that goes into keeping things the way they are. You know, they just go in. But when you see something like that, you got to go at least offer, you know.
Excuse me. That happened. There was a tree limb about six blocks from here that was blocking the road to a church. Robert and I stopped. We start cutting it. A man and his wife come over and they said, "Can we help you?" I said, "Absolutely." Next thing I know, two more couples come out. We have six people that heard the chainsaw running that lived nearby come out and start dragging trees.
That's awesome.
That's the way the community should work.
Yeah.
It's neighbors helping neighbors.
Yeah.
You don't do anything for any other reason except to help each other.
Just think, Matt, if people didn't come help me when I got that car stuck on the rock at Red Rock, I'd probably still be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Every once in a while. Come on. I mean...
Yeah, you got your ARC stuck on a rock once. Remember that flood? You had the boat and it was like up in the tree. Didn't you see a pontoon up in a tree down in...
I did
we
see that.
Saw a pontoon that was up on the pylons. I saw a big yacht that was up on pylons.
Craig may buy it.
Craig may. We've been down in Fort Myers. We've been down in Punta Gorda. And
So I know we're doing donation drop-off here at the Racquet Club, St. Pete, 170 47th Avenue Northeast. What kind of supplies are in most need now? I know there's a truckload of water. I know they've got basic necessities. But what other things can people drop off here that you can deliver to them down south?
A very long extension cord.
Long extension cords. Ideally, the best thing is the things you don't think about. Pet foods, children's Tylenol, children's Motrin, diapers, baby formulas, baby wipes, bleach. Those are the things that often get neglected. Everybody thinks of water. The reality is, after a hurricane, 3 to 4 days afterwards, pallets and pallets of water and food start rolling in. They're already staged. They're coming. So the food and water is there. There are a lot of people that don't have access to it, but the food and water is there. Drop off, bring children's supplies. That's what they really need the most. Bleach for cleaning, hand wipes, baby wipes, hydrogen peroxide Band-Aids. Those things are the most needed items down there that I saw.
When is the shipment, you know, from here going down, do you know?
I can get things down every couple days.
Yeah, well, we'll just collect them here, and then you can just keep running them down. And then if you need my Netflix password, you can donate that if you like.
That would be good. I want to do my part. Mall, West Shore Mall in Tampa tomorrow from 2 to 6, the Tampa Bay Rays are doing a drive. So if someone can't make it over here to the pizza, sort of the pizza here in St. Pete, West Shore Mall over in Tampa, 2 to 6 tomorrow. The Rays have some nice giveaways they're giving out to show their appreciation.
Good to see the Rays doing something good.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to be busy very much in October, so they've got plenty of time to donate time.
Well, they're in the playoffs. They may be out pretty quick. But, hey, has anybody seen Tommy the Trumpet? You know the story about Tommy the Trumpet, right?
No.
So he's the one. It's a group. It's like a Mexican, and they played the walkout for the relief pitcher from the Mets, which is the greatest walkout. You know what? Let's hit this break. I'll try to play it for everybody so you guys can see it, and then we'll talk about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sung. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49er running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Duper from the Miami Dolphins. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. I know I just played it real quick. So when Tommy the trumpet player, whatever, from that group, played Diaz's walkout song.
Yeah.
I believe the Mets were like seven games in first place. Jerry Seinfeld was like, you cost us winning the division because they went straight in the dumper after he was there to play that. The walkout is awesome. It really is cool.
It's like, is that a thing? I mean, the organization got behind it and allow it to go on the speakers. Can all the fans hear that?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
So they hook up the little microphone in the trumpet.
Yeah, but every pitcher, matter of fact, every batter, you know, has a walkout song. So as a batter comes up to bat, they play whatever he wants his walkout song to be.
Do you have a walkout song, Caleb?
No, we don't. We try to be as inconspicuous as possible. Way off the line. We want to draw no attention to ourselves at all. The less you know about us, the better.
Well, and typically, as true as that is, you know the only time you really know an offensive lineman's name?
When they mess up a play.
Yeah, when they get caught for holding. Yeah. You go to any Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, okay? And other than, you know, like recent, like Ryan Jensen's name would be said or Allie's name would be said. If you go to an older Buccaneer fan, I'm willing to bet you 80% of the time, if you go up and say, name a Buccaneer offensive lineman, Kenyatta Walker will be named.
Why is it?
I personally think
Kenyatta Walker once got called for holding. He wasn't even on the field. That's how often he got called for holding.
If offensive linemen, if you don't wear like jewelry or anything like that, people just be like, oh, what sport do you play? You know, Trent Williams can walk in a room, and most people wouldn't even know who it is. First ballot Hall of Fame, one of the best to ever do it.
Right.
I think the best to ever do it. But,
who is?
Trent Williams. Left tackle for the 49ers. Also was on the used to be Redskins.
Yeah. Yeah, he used to be Redskins.
formerly known.
That's the best description. Like, I want to offend anybody calling him the Redskins. The team used to be the Redskins.
But he's awesome, you know. But I think most people just don't record, which is it's cool with me, you know. I just want the money. I don't care about the record.
Wasn't Orlando Pace an offensive line?
Amazing, yes. Orlando Pace, Jonathan Ogden, all those guys are top tier. I'll put Joe Thomas in that conversation.
For sure.
Super stud.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation. This is how little – I have a problem with the young guys in the league today. They don't know their football history, and it bothers me. When I was – Nick Saban talked about this because when UT played Texas – when UT played Alabama, Nick Saban was talking to his team. He goes, hey, you know, we even beat Texas except in that 1 year in 2009, that championship game. All the kids on his team were like, what are you talking about? 2009. I was like 6 years old. Like, I don't know you played UT. I watched that game. I cried because Colt McCoy gets knocked out in the second quarter.
Oh, yeah.
UT ends up losing that game. I was a diehard Longhorn growing up. I had tears coming out of my eyes after that loss. And it's just like I asked a kid. I sent so they had the ballots for Hall of Fame this year, the inductees. And Joe Thomas was on there. And I sent it to one of my friends like, oh, Joe Thomas is guaranteed. And he was like, what are you talking about? Who's Joe Thomas? And I'm like, did you play offensive line in the NFL? You don't know who Joe Thomas is? It's an abomination.
Right.
Like, you should know your history.
Sure.
You know, like, you should know who the sheriff is and who Sweetness is. And, like, you have to know these things.
I went to a lineman a defensive lineman on the Tampa Bay Bucks many years ago. I'm not going to say his name just because I'm friends, very friendly with a relative of his who is also a legend lineman in the NFL. So this particular lineman came from Alabama. I was doing a lot of charity work for Marty Lyons, the Marty Lyons Foundation. Marty is from the St. Pete area, part of the famed sack exchange, was single-handedly involved in the goal line stance against Penn State. So I went to this player and we were talking and, you know, we were doing some, getting some items signed for auctions. And I said, you know, Marty Lyons, blah, blah, blah. He had no idea who Marty Lyons was.
Yeah.
Hence, this guy not only played the same position as Marty at the same school, but the massive mural of the All-American Marty Lyons was by his locker in Alabama.
Yeah.
No idea.
I was when I was in New York, there was a rookie there. He's from Hawaii, born in Hawaii, and then grew up in Hawaii. We're in the facility, and I said, hey, man, you know who the only Hawaiian-born Hall of Famer is in the NFL? He also plays center, mind you. And he goes, no, there's a Hawaiian-born in the – and I was like, dude. I was like, he's right there. And it's just like – it's just – it blows my mind. I guess maybe it was just more important. And I guess I didn't have Instagram and all those things growing up. And so, like, I loved football. I looked up to those guys. I looked up to all of them. And so it's funny just to see the switch. And guys, you know, it's not the same. It's not as important.
I would almost understand, not quite, but almost understand, you know, if somebody's from Hawaii and they didn't know somebody from Maine, you know, that was in the Hall of Fame, even if they played the same position.
Yeah, dude.
But
from your hometown.
You know, and I've always, in Hawaii, and it's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because I've always questioned that, you know, when fighters come out, they have the American flag.
Yeah.
You know, when Jamaicans come out, you know, obviously they have their flag. But when Hawaiians come out, they don't have the American flag.
No.
They come out to the Hawaiian flag.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but yeah, for him to not to
Hawaii
know.
Is almost like Texas. It's like a different place. Like, you know, like they're so far away from the mainland. You know, and it is like a, you know, it is part of America, but that's like a whole different,
sure.
It's a whole different lifetime. I knew who the Nigerian Nightmare was, Christian Okoye, before I played a down of football. Just because for me, the culture, the aspect of like, dude, this guy came from the same place I came from, and he's doing something like
this.
The
wrong Nigerian Nightmare.
But do you know who Usman is?
Yeah,
no, hold on. Not Kamaru Usman and not Muhammad Usman. But Usman from 90 Day Fiancé, who's also from Nigeria.
Yeah, I know who that is. I know who that is. Yeah. Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy. Exactly. Oh, that's good
I
stuff.
I know my history, right?
Yeah, that is crazy. You know, yeah. But again, that just goes to show it's just a job.
Yeah.
You know, that's your guy's job. And fans don't look at it like that. And that's what bothers me, back to what we originally started talking about.
There was a... Oh, man, was it – there was a Fields, Justin Fields, quarterback for the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
They lose a close game in their second game, and he's on the podium, and one of the media asked him, you know, how do you think the fans will feel about this close loss? And he looked at him and goes, I don't give a damn what the fans think. Like, they didn't run all these runs that I did. They didn't put the work in that I put in to feel this loss the way I feel it. And he got backlash, and the next day he had to go respond, like, you know, we love the fans. But why did you have to take that back?
Right.
You did it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you don't.
You just don't. Like, right. It's like, you know, the U.S. wins a war. You know, we go fight and we protect. I have a bunch of national pride and I feel great. And it's like, I'm proud of our military. I don't feel the same way you do or Kelly does or anybody else who was out there fighting.
Right.
And I can't even fathom trying to. And again, that's an extreme comparison.
Sure.
But it's just like you can't appreciate it the same way.
That's why I always get offended. And Matt always throws me under the bus when a fighter goes, I'm going to war, because I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because it's not war.
No, it's not.
It's could you die? Yeah, you could die. You're not willing to die, but you could die in there. Mm-hmm. But it's not a war. You're not having bullets. And I realized that the first time I went to play paintball.
Yeah.
Have you ever played paintball?
Yeah, awful.
Okay.
That's how I knew I was never going to be in the military, mind you.
Yeah, exactly. I was behind...
Solidified it for me.
I was behind four barrels being just drilled with paintballs. And you think for a second, because you're playing war, these pellets are not pellets in a war.
Yeah.
You know, and it puts a different perspective.
The
and
first
so,
time one of them goes shoot, by your head, you're like, oh, no.
Thank God I have goggles on.
Oh, no.
No, definitely.
Okay. So on the topic of being able to die in the octagon, this whole Tua thing that happened, right? When it happened, I felt a way. And then I reflected and I felt a different way. Initially, I was pissed. I said the Dolphins shouldn't have allowed him to step on the field. Somebody should get fired, this, that, and the third, yada, yada, yada. I stepped back for a second and I thought about it and I said, he passed concussion protocol that day. He said it's not a head injury. It was his back and his whatever. And Patrick Mahomes had something similar 2 years ago, and I think the divisional round, when they thought he had a concussion because he got up wobbling, but it wasn't a concussion, right? So he gets cleared. And these independent doctors that they have, I've dealt with them personally. They don't work for the team.
Right.
Right? They have no tie to the team. They only come in on Sundays to handle those kind of proceedings. They don't take that position lightly. And they don't play around. I've had my own fights with doctors trying to let me get cleared to play for different other injuries and things like that. And I'm like, listen, I'm not going to put my name on it if you go out there and die, if you go out there and hurt yourself.
Right.
So he passes that test, and he goes out there. And I think if nothing happened the week before and he hits his head, the same result happens. Every few years, you have these gruesome kind of head injuries where guys get stiff. Javid Best, it happened to when he was in college. Pat White, it happened to in when he was playing for the Dolphins. He ended up retiring because he was so scared of concussions. And it happens. It sucks, but it happens, right? Why is there all this backlash on the Dolphins and all and this thing? Because for me, it's like, listen, like we understand the risk to go with it. And you get compensated handsomely for it. Is it fun to watch? No. When it happens, it's sad and you feel for him. But it's like, if I'm in that situation, I'm playing. I'm playing that game.
Why do you think the NFL fired that doctor?
So from what I heard, he was fired not because of what he – and it was NFLPA that fired him. So he was fired because he was incooperative when they were having an investigation. Because he felt, I did my part. I'm above this. I don't want to listen to you. So he let him go. Not because of him telling him
to go back to play. No, not before the decision. Okay.
Yeah, so he was fired because he wasn't cooperating with the investigation and what they wanted to know. But my whole thing is like, and then like I've seen some of these other guys on TV talk about like.
Rex Ryan was just went off.
And they're talking about, well, like, hey, like, you know, it looks bad to fans. And? Like, I understand, like, the NFL is a bit, so they have to keep their business image and things like that. But again, like, it's like you're putting this on something where everybody did their job. And yeah, it's tough to look at. It's tough to look at a guy laying on the ground.
Oh, for sure.
Knocked out. But you go watch UFC and you cheer when Kamara gets kicked in his head and he's laying stretched out. That's not any better.
Well, in case he's listening, no, I didn't cheer when Kamara.
I didn't cheer. Right. You know, those are my guys.
Right.
But like, people are making memes and joking about it and laughing about it, right? And you can watch that. Understand it's part of the game. You have to understand, football players get hurt, man. I've seen some bad things happen, but that's what you sign up for. Shady McCoy said it the best. Like, for my family, to provide for my family, my kids, my mom, my dad, so everybody can have what they need to. I'll put everything on the line, and that's what you understand going into it. So I think. Again, initially I was upset, but when I stepped back and looked at it from my perspective, I would have gone into that game too. I don't care if it was 4 days, 5 days. I want to play.
Right.
Like, I want to be out there. I've worked too hard to not.
But, you know, what Rex was saying, and again, this is your world, you know, not mine, and Rex was pretty passionate about it, that, you know, fighters want to go back in. That's why the corner is there to supposedly throw the towel in, and unless you're Deontay Wilder, you know, and then you fire a Hall of Fame boxer, you know, for protecting you. You know, and my wife said, well, you know, he went out there. He could have said, no, and I'm like, the athletes aren't like that.
Yeah.
You know, so when do you determine who is standing up for the athlete? And when not, when bad things happen.
Yeah, but for me, it's like, dude, like I passed the test. And they want to keep, they're saying, oh, the concussion test is more about recollection. I'm telling you right now, I've had a concussion before. If you have a real concussion, like a real concussion, you're not passing that test. I was getting talked to for 15 minutes. I didn't know anybody was talking to me.
Right.
You can't control your emotions. You start, there's clear signs, right? You can't go in there and do things that they need you to do, especially from the independent doctor, like a trainer test, a computer test, two different things. The test that they give you, you're not passing that test that fast to come back and finish that game and play the next game. And again, I get the optics, but y'all have to understand, this is not a soft game. I know they're toning things back, and you're not used to seeing quarterbacks get hit like that. There was times where Ronnie Lott used to come smack people's heads off, and they're asleep, and people cheer. Like, right. And I know we're moving away from that, but you have to understand, like, this stuff's a part of the game. And so, you know, take precautions. Like, again, he's probably going to be out for a couple of weeks now because that was, like, a bad head injury, you know, and take the time to get back. But like, these things happen. You got to, if you want to love this game, you got to accept that sometimes it's going to happen.
One of the biggest fallacies that killed me was the NFL would fine Ronnie Lott, fine John Lynch, but then they were on the cover of the DVD, Biggest Hits in the NFL.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Well, when you're talking about money, big money involved.
Yeah.
You know, and let's be honest, the modern day football game is nothing more than the modern day gladiators and the warriors that were there to entertain the crowds. And if the gladiators died in action, it was part of the entertainment, part of the cheer, part of the allure, right? And so that's why Justin Fields had to go on and apologize for upsetting the fan base that pays the money to the team, to the league, to the Shield, to the owners, because it's big business. Yeah. And so he can't put the backlash on the fans, like, I don't give a damn what they think about my performance or the loss.
It wasn't even my performance. It was like, how do you think the fans
that they suffer? Right. Yeah, you know, fans can't
suffer.
Right. The fans can't suffer like these guys.
I'll tell you who suffers. I was a fan at the Buck Stadium, and I suffered because Randy Harris gave me tickets in the sun, and I was on the third section in the middle of the sun on the wrong side of the stadium.
I hate people that bitch when they get free tickets.
I almost died.
I've had people, like, I'm giving tickets away, and they're like, where are the seats? I said, you can't have them now.
Yeah. I came back
what?
To...
Buy your own.
Right.
I was walking in my car, and they gave me a Purple Heart for being a survivor. Like, I was...
First of all, moron, it's not a Purple Heart.
It was
Kelly,
it was,
you want to slap him?
It was violet. It was a shade of purple.
Things are going to get violent here in a second. All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub. Let's shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout, shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance, let's shout.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to
WTAN, Clearwater,
WTAN,
Clearwater, WDCF, Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Pfizer and Biontech.